Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It is now officially Wednesday morning. That is February 7, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. So welcome to all of you, wherever you might be, however you might be listening, on shortwave at frequency 3.215, online at republicbroadcasting.org, or franklyspeakingradio.com, or an AM or FM station somewhere around the country, somewhere around the world. Welcome, all of you. I'm glad you're here. Our special guest this evening is really a phenomenal researcher who has just, I think, been so inspired by the passion for the truth that he has just discovered some amazing things. And we're talking about that. We're talking about mind control. We're talking about Satanism. We're talking about different sort of telltale clues left behind in various forms of entertainment, be it film, television, music, literature, whatever the case may be. It is out there, even corporate symbols and things like that. It's all over the place. When we left off with our guest, we were talking about The Wizard of Oz, syncing that up with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, and he mentioned about The Exorcist as well. John Thomas Millerott, welcome back to the show, sir, and thank you again so much for your time.
Oh, Frank, I'm having a great time. Thank you.
Me too.
Well, it's interesting. It's a scary phenomenon. When you get into, you know, I thought it was a coincidence at first, not with Dark Side of the Moon and The Wizard of Oz, because it fit too well. That was a perfect one. It's classic. Something's going on there. But when you put it with other films like The Exorcist and a cartoon by a lot of people know Ralph Bakshi, who did The Lord of the Rings and Fritz the Cat, and I'm trying to think of some other ones that were more recent. I'm trying to think of what they are. It was one film called Wizards that he did, which is right before Lord of the Rings in 1977. It's a very powerful cartoon, adult cartoon, about technology versus science and the two powers working against each other. I put Dark Side of the Moon to this. And as interesting, most of these films have red credits with black backgrounds. So when you're hearing at the beginning of Dark Side of the Moon, where there's a lot of talking, and you're da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it's very scary. You begin to see how credits and camera shifting go with the music. Now, just before the second song begins, actually the first song of the album, you hear a woman about to sing, and she kind of wavers her voice, her high voice is kind of going, ah, and it goes into the chord of the next song, and when it goes right into the chord, you're looking in this cartoon of wizards at a planet, and it's just out in space, it's kind of coming, the camera's coming up to it, and just when it goes into the chord, the whole thing explodes. Now, because I'd been used to thinking of it at that time and done a lot of experiments, at that moment, the blood in my heart left.
Wow.
Because it was getting to be too much for me, of how easy it was getting to see these mathematics fitting in all these different mediums. You know, a film made in 1939, a cartoon made in 1977 fitting Dark Side of the Moon. It was, and not just fitting it, it was revealing a plot in spirit about how all of these things are attributed to the same factor.
Yeah.
Even though they're completely different and speak their own realities, when you put them under, you know what it's like? It's like tracing paper. Remember in school you have tracing paper, a little plastic thing you trace some shape out of?
Yes.
And or you have that tracing element, and if you can match it up, it fits the tracing paper.
Yes.
That's basically it's like a magic key. Once you begin to find out about syncing and how the world is a conspiracy, it becomes almost too easy.
That's amazing.
It is. I became bored with it and didn't want to go any further because you could take modern music and put it within, you know, and it was just getting to be very upsetting to me because I got it. Right. I didn't want to go any further with it. And that was about a year ago. I haven't gone, you know, I've been involved with my family and, but I will do it again and go further. But it's I believe a lot of things are revealed in science fiction.
Hold on a second on that thought. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with our special guest tonight, John Thomas Millerott, and of course more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Shoot tombstone full of wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking tea and tea, I'm smoking down a mic. I hope some screwball start a fight. All I'm ready, ready as anybody.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. It is Wednesday morning. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, John Thomas Millerott. And JT, what I was just sort of summarizing this, to our producer, just trying to explain all this stuff. And what I was saying is that if you look at this stuff, this mind control technologies, there are patents on these things. They know they can do this. These things can be done. So in essence, what we've got here is the ability, the capacity, and the implementation of programming people, okay, mind control. But you have to have a trigger to access that programming, like clicking run on a computer program. We put a disk in the disk drive and you gotta click run, you know, to make it go. This is the way they would do that. And of course, this can do all sorts of different things. And what we're talking about here, in essence, I believe, is the fingerprints left behind, in the course of these triggers being put into entertainment. Is that fairly accurate, would you say?
I think you're absolutely correct, okay. Frank. I also think that a lot of people will get stoned and trip out and look at these sinkings and really enjoy the difference in that point of view and not really understand the. You see, I get a coldness in my heart when I begin to witness the intelligence of what I'm actually seeing and recognizing it's not man. that's when it begins to really become frightening. When you perceive that the fact that all
sure.
these aspects of, that are going on are military and they're militant in the form of how it's an attack against our senses and our spiritual beings, and something's dreadfully trying to chip us down. And may I say this, that one of the forms of entertainment, believe it or not, that's so dangerous and very prevalent, most prevalent in America, is comedy. Comedy is a very, very dangerous medium. As Steve Martin album once it was entitled, Comedy Is Not Pretty. Comedy is the pratfall. I'm not talking about humor. I'm not talking
yes.
about humor. I'm talking about comedy, the pratfall, the sitcom, mm-hmm. the laughing at man, the pulling the plug, getting us to view that as funny, and there's no way you can't see that it isn't funny. Sarcasm. All of that is very dangerous. It's Lucifer's business. And if you look at England, you know, Benny Hill, you'll see a ridiculous immaturity, yet you have to laugh at it because it's so goofy. Monty Python, all of that. There's a great danger to comedy, and people will say, oh, you're crazy. Well, that's one of the reasons that comedy is so dangerous is the sentiment that it brings forward, which is a lack of consideration for people,
mm-hmm.
for children, for women. I mean, you know, big breasts in a situation can be funny.
Sure.
A man wearing a woman's thing with big jugs, forgive the expression, it can be fun. Well, I've seen all this.
Well, Bugs Bunny, when he dresses up like the girl bunny.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. You put a couple bowling balls in there, whatever, it's funny, you put the lipstick on. But it's also dangerous because what's behind it is not entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is get you to see their point of view in a very dangerous way once it begins to become a mannerism of their virtues upon your own. That, you see, that we worship it. We worship all of these things because we get immersed in them. They become a part of our language. We identify with these icons. And if indeed these people that were so funny were actually their own people, it might be a lot more interesting to love them. But you know, you talk about people like you know the Beatles or Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
It's very disappointing to behold that they were not exactly, to say the least, what they appear to be.
Sure.
Which is that they did it on their own because that's what the pitch is.
Mm.
It's like you know, it's like an Allen Ginsberg who wrote poetry, and you say, well, he's a very talented man. You know, a pedophile maybe, but he wrote great poetry. People will say. So that's the danger of admiring people for what they've done. Without knowing how they got to do it. Because there's so many organizations that create the famous mm-hmm. people that we know, that the ones that are etched in history, it's legally sewn in that they are being controlled by Lucifer. There is not one person out there that's you know known in history that has not been part of his game plan. It's impossible. It's actually impossible to be out there to have been a part of the, you know, a part
the
of the
system.
Workings of it. Yeah, it could be anything. It could be political. It could be Kenny Rogers. You say, well, you know, Kenny, tell me about Kenny Rogers. Well, Kenny Rogers is a handler. His brother Leland Rogers was the producer of one of the most famous underground groups of the 60s, the 13th Floor Elevators. Rocky Erickson was a teenage singer in that group. He ended up going to a mental hospital in 1969. They were a band that was brought up through the Illuminati, through a person that was 4 years older than they, that was the jug player in the group. But anyway, it was part of a cult that most of the transitions of the 60s aspired and came out of.
Mm.
It wasn't just the kids growing their hair long and making acid in a bathtub. That never happened, Frank. If it was possible to make acid in the bathtub, everybody would be tripping to this day. The young ones trying it out, you know, all this this interest in drugs. Now, that was brought forth from persons such as Aldous Huxley and H.G. Wells, and people will crinkle their eyebrows and say, what are you talking about? You know, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but it's actually true. If they knew the formal round tables of the occult, they would see the many, many thousands, I don't know, going into numbers here, but the offices that are hidden that we don't see
mm-hmm.
that actually control and plan the world decades and decades before. That is the chessboard, and that's
yeah.
the you know that's the one of the symbols of the Masons is the black and white floor of the world. You know, all the world is a stage, as Rush says, and it's very true. Now, you know what's interesting about the Bible, and I'm not a Bible reader, as you know, because I've told you that, and I don't read Scripture a lot. But one of the understandings of the way to Jesus Christ is through the narrow path, for the ways of the world are wide. No.
Yes.
Okay. So in 1984, Paul McCartney, and no one would notice this and would not think it a big deal, but he put out an album. It's quite a, I think it was a flop, but it was a well-known album called Give My Regards to Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically everything that comes out that's entitled, that has, you know, that's well-known, has a fixation to biblical understanding to it. But we don't know that. We don't know that. Wow, you mean Jesus Christ really is so real that the whole world knows it, but we deny it, yet there's an element of the symbolic that shows that we're trying to be hypnotized into loving a Lord that is their Lord, because it's just by using the name Jesus and putting Jesus up on a cross in a church will kill our knowledge of the real Jesus Christ. What they've done by putting Jesus on a cross, I know I'm getting a little abstract here, but I'm just alleviating to the fact that the lies that are put forth that we never understand is the truth in what we don't understand that they're telling us. They, for instance, the thief tells us this crime, but we never see it because it's right before our face and we didn't know where to look.
Right.
We denied the fact that they were telling us that because that's not really true, is it? You know, someone once said to me when I was talking about Howard Stern to him, he said, "You don't really think Howard Stern's evil, do you?" I said, "Well, if he's aware of what he's doing, he can't be good." And when I say evil, I mean knowledgeably knowing what he's a part of, which is a one-world order, let's face it. When people are peddling that fast into the sea of disgust that he's in, and I'm not, you know, I'm not pulling judgment, but I've known him for 25 years as a radio host, and I've watched him gradually go into this area of power that is just—it's unbelievable. He's basically like Walter Cronkite on the level that he's at, and that's a political power. Mm-hmm. That's not a popular power like Mick Jagger or you know something like that. Actually, you know, Walter Cronkite, I have it written down here, when he released something on a 60 Minutes, not 60 Minutes, but the 20th Century radio show, he made a little statement about radio when it came out in the 30s and 40s, and nobody would ever understand this, but this is what I mean by they admit by what they do. See if you can hear this within the lines. It's just a paragraph. He says, "This is Walter Cronkite, inviting you to join me on a trip back to the greatest radio programs of the 20th century. The 1930s and the 1940s were the golden age of radio, a magical era." He's not kidding. "When Americans for the first time shared information and entertainment each night, a ritual that transformed a diverse population into a unified nation." You hear what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's just unbelievable they actually do say it.
Wow.
And the interview that you and I have spoken about with Bob Dylan and Ed Bradley, who recently passed away, and this is back in 2004, had the transcript to it. He actually admits, Bob Dylan does, to selling his soul to the God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
He admits it. He says that's how he got to do what he got to do. And nobody notices that. I mean, all these things, you know, just the fact of what is behind CBS and what the evil eye means and how it's attributed to things that they're actually confessing, but we're not awake enough to really be sensitive to that. You know, about a year and a half ago when I was getting very sharp on all these things, I was very, you know, agitated about it. Now I'm a little more calm because there's nothing to dread about all these things. Knowledge is very good to understand all these things before us, and it is crummy, isn't it, Frank? I mean, you find out the fraudulence, you're like, my God, but what did you expect America to be, a real Rome or better than Rome?
Yeah.
Man can't improve upon what's already been destroyed. We will never make it better. Recycling is here to stay.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. I mean, in Scripture, in Daniel, when they talk about the different empires and whatnot, each one obviously becomes more and more fragile as time goes on, so you can plainly see that. It's pretty obvious, but you know, it's interesting what you talk about here, because here's what we've got, my friends. You've got a situation where you have the world. The world belongs to Lucifer. So if you are to, in essence, accomplish, you know, this amazing and unparalleled success in some sort of industry, like, you know, the biggest actors in the world, you know, you'd have to ask yourself, well, how can you excel in this system, under these laws, unless you're serving the boss? Stay with us. We're right back in 3 minutes.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Keep in mind this hour is being brought to you by Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state of Arkansas can offer. Howard Creek Resort is a perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. I wouldn't recommend swimming, maybe, when there's ice, but you can have a blast with your family inside these cabins. You're not going to be out in a tent, for example. Anyway, it's great, great fun, and I look forward to being out there at some point here very, very soon. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Let's get back to our guest here this evening. His name is John Thomas Millerod. JT, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Boy, I'm really enjoying this discussion. It's going by so quick,
too.
I can't even believe it. It's been an hour and a half.
I can't believe it either. Your shows fly by amazingly fast.
Yeah, they really do. Let's talk a little bit about music. You mentioned about Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Do you have that quote handy?
Yes, I do. I actually do have it. It's
it's
something that came from a show in October of 2004, and a lot of people saw it. Obviously, it's probably been broadcast, rebroadcast a few times. This is with Ed Bradley, who recently died. The interview was just about 2.5 years ago, And this is in the middle, towards the end of the interview. And I'll just say each name as they're speaking. It's just a very short thing. This is Ed Bradley talking. What do you mean you don't... Dylan admits that he doesn't know how he wrote the songs that he came to write. And Ed Bradley says, what do you mean you don't know how? Dylan says, well, those early songs are almost magically were almost magically written. Dylan proceeds to recite the words to It's All Right, Ma as an example of this magic that he doesn't have anymore but once did. Dylan, well, try to sit down and write something like that. There's a magic to that, and it's not Ziegfeld and Roy kind of magic, you know? It's a different kind of penetrating magic, you know? And I did it. I did it at one time. Ed Bradley, you don't think you could do it today? Dylan, no. Ed Bradley, does that disappoint you? Dylan, you can't do something forever. I did it once. I can do other things now, but I can't do that. Bob Dylan, this is a little monologue that Bradley's saying. Bob Dylan's music, in fact, sparked a movement. Bob Dylan stated on the 60-minute interview that he just wrote songs that were not sermons. People saw something in the messages of his work that he claims were just not there. Dylan proclaims that if you examine his words, that you will not find anything in there to prove that he was a spokesman for anybody or anything. Ed Bradley, it's ironic, you know, the way that people view you is the exact polar opposite of the way that you viewed yourself. Dylan, who's to say how long this is going to last? Well, Ed Bradley says, it's lasted a long time for you. I mean, you're still out there. You're doing your songs, you know. You are still on tour. Why do you still do it? Why are you still out there? Dylan, well, I guess it goes back to that destiny thing. I made a tough bargain with it a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end. Ed Bradley, what was your bargain? Dylan, to get where I am now. Ed Bradley, should I ask who you made the bargain with? Dylan, laughing, with the chief commander, Ed Bradley, of this earth? Dylan, laughing, of on this earth and in the world we can't see. Bob Dylan has been nominated this year for a Nobel Prize in Literature for his songwriting. His new book has been a bestseller for the past 7 weeks. It was published by Simon & Schuster, which is owned by Viacom, the parent company of CBS. He's an owned slave, folks. That's what it comes down to. And I love Bob Dylan. I've got all his albums. I have at least 35 of them. I don't have the recent ones, but I was a big fan of Bob Dylan. And how disappointing just on a human level for him just to admit that, he didn't even represent anything.
Yeah, I remember the
but he didn't want to be in that interview, Frank. This is the one thing I have
really?
Mentioned. He didn't want to be there. He was forced to be there and to confess this. There was something magical about him being able to confess that and basically people wouldn't see it, but there was something to the fact that he there's no way that Bob Dylan would have said those things just on his own. Ed Bradley was just asking questions. They already knew what they were doing mm-hmm. when they set up this interview.
That's really interesting, and I would hearken back to a previous sort of musical experience you may recall. And this is the great days of 80s crap music, Milli Vanilli.
They had won
a Grammy for this this terrible song, and then it came out that they didn't actually sing it.
Right, they were lip-syncing it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and of course, their Grammy was taken away. The one guy was so distraught, he killed himself. The other guy just sort of wasted away. I think he's dead, too. Who knows?
Oh, is that what happened? One of them killed himself?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, you know, it's just the whole thing. And that was because they were accused of not singing it. Now,
in
for the most part, you've got all these different things where back in the day, certainly, nobody really, you know, sang the songs that they wrote. They sang other people's songs. So that's okay. That's a shortcut that's deemed to be acceptable. Now we've got this culture of American Idol where they're singing other people's songs. They're not playing the music. They're not writing the lyrics. They're just singing.
It's interesting you bring that up because Bob Dylan was the person who got everybody to write their own songs. And he wasn't that great of a vocalist by vocalist terms, and he was the one that could really lay it out.
And here it is. He admits that he basically didn't even write those.
No, and that it was demonically, it was like automatic writing.
Yeah.
It was like automatic writing.
That's
and
amazing.
It's very powerful, Frank, because he was a big political icon. He's more powerful than, you got the music there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Sure.
Folks, we're back in 3 minutes here with more of this just amazing information. Look, here's the thing, okay? You may still like these TV shows. You may still like these bands. You may like the movies. You may like the books. There's nothing wrong with that. Just understand what it was intended for. If you get something good out of it, I think that's okay. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Wednesday morning, and you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, John Thomas Millerod. And welcome back, sir. We are talking about all things entertainment and everything else. JT,
thank
welcome
you,
back.
Frank. Thank
Thanks.
You so much. That's, you're playing great music tonight.
Well, thank you. We try. I'm a big fan of music myself as a musician myself, of course.
I know you are.
On par with the likes of you
or
others out
that.
There. Well, you know, it's something that helped me retain my sanity. There's such a power in music, and I've always been such a big fan. And when we left off there, I was just kind of saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with people enjoying, you know, as you said, you didn't say I had Bob Dylan's albums. You said I have. So, I mean,
I do.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, yeah, this is not something that you're not saying, hey, you know, because I remember in Catholic school, I remember them, they showed us this, this little propaganda piece. It was a little documentary film about how all of these terrible rock musicians were all Satanists and whatnot. And you know what? In retrospect, they may have been right, but so what?
They were right. They were right. But you know, and frequently when we talk about the world, I often hear myself saying, you know, I sound like a Bible Belt Christian. Because there's a point where you have to put your foot down. See, there's a point where Jesus Christ has to be raised up. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with being a Christian. It has nothing to do with any of that.
There's some. You remember when Jesus was tempted by Satan, okay?
Absolutely.
During his fasting. When Satan pops up and he's like, "Yo, Jesus," he didn't plug his fingers in his ears and close his eyes and go la 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 la, right?
Oh no, not at all.
But that's what the Christian church would like us to do to rock and roll music and things like that. Harry Potter, it doesn't exist. It's not real. Where Jesus just turned around and said, "Hey, whatever, man, get out of here. I'm doing stuff." And that's it.
Amen.
He handled it. He didn't avoid it. He didn't run away like a little coward. He took care of business.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because when I was, I think, 14 years old, I had a fairly decent rock collection back then of Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. So, you know, I was a 60s person, so I had a lot of the classic stuff from that time. And I threw it. I became a born-again Christian at 14 in boarding school. And I went through that period where I took my 100 records and just, boom, right in the trash can. And that's the burning of, I threw them away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened when I turned 16? I bought them back again slowly, you know, got Led Zeppelin, as children will do. But I made the move towards that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I actually, it was a seed in me because actually my first band, Zeitham, which I carry that name to this day, I started when I was 17. My whole mission was trying to reveal evil.
Yeah.
But to me, it was just men. It was like the old doings of history. That's what a lot of what I wrote about, songs called Plastic Dreams and Apart from the Start and all of these things. I was getting into the factors of historical humans, and I wasn't attributing it to any one person, but I sensed evil in the world at 17. I didn't know really what it was as far as trying to really nail down it, besides, you know, hanging a cat up by its tail and terrible things like that. Collectively, I didn't know that it even existed. I knew in wars, obviously, it did, right? For a period of time, madness for a short time, organized madness. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea about the secret societies worshiping this prolonged... You know, you look at the Roman Empire. That went on for hundreds of years. Now, if you know man at all, doesn't matter where he's from, any family of man, men don't hold on to that sort of goal for decades and go and transfer it on to... Now, you might be a shoemaker, and your son becomes a shoemaker, something like that. But the idea of the way Rome was held, it's got to be a magical order.
Sure.
In order for
I was just going to say that you know, when you look at the continuation of this system, it's not what it's promised to be. It never quite achieves it, which means that they're always striving for that. So, you know, when you look at this push towards this class society, this one world government, one world currency, one world religion, everybody has worked toward this agenda, knowing full well that they may not achieve it in their lifetime, and they still have pushed for this. That, to me, rings of a different authority. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about Luciferianism in the highest degree. That's the agenda that they're serving on his part, is fabricating society into that sort of scenario.
You're absolutely right. And how they do it is by creating slavery that seemingly looks as if it doesn't exist. You've got willing slaves. So they say about New York City that they're inmates that like to stay where, you know, actually enjoy being in that captivity. But there's an element to society and there's an element to modern life where it's set up so that we don't even notice, because of all the distractions, that we're actually going nowhere in the boat. We might all be in the boat together, but we're going nowhere. And, you physically, you can travel places. You can get to Hawaii in 2 minutes, right, on the right Concorde. Things can happen, and we have cell phones, and we can communicate. But spiritually, as far as the positive, there, outside of Jesus Christ, there's only doings of Lucifer going on. There's not many people who are hip to what is happening that are not on that side or a part of it and doing anything really about it. It's not about shouting to people and letting them know. You can only educate people so far, and why is that? Because they have to sense it spiritually for themselves. It's something that each person just will not believe unless they take it in spiritually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty much like Christ as well. It's on the opposite side. Some people might have faith in Jesus, but not really understand what the truth through him,
well,
God through him really sure. is in these trying times.
Well, let me give you an example. If you're playing a video game where you're flying an airplane, okay, mm-hmm. you may know that if you push up, the plane goes down, and if you push down, the plane goes up. But
right.
that's sort of that's information. That's not experience. When you're trying to understand, I think, Scripture and sort of God's will for you, that has to be divinely inspired. That has to be given to you.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the difference between, I guess, information versus practical experience versus, you know, been there, done that. Again, a real pilot flying a plane versus, you know, some kid at home with his Xbox.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you there. And I think information can be very dangerous when it's not used spiritually. And we can have too much of it. I mean, a lot of the studies that we're talking about right now in particular areas of concern, you can mention Bob Hope and go on for 19 hours on all of that. And the history behind all of that, there's so much detail behind the life of Bob Hope and how he was involved in the world conspiracy. It's they're tentacles of information. It's like being a lawyer. There's so many details to the intellect of what the actual physical facts were that you can be boggled in that forever. It's very important to know where to begin and where to stop. I was designed not to be the complete and total researcher. As you say, I'm a researcher. I've studied into these things, but I've done it out of the interest of truth. And I think that it concerns us all. It's not about my clarity of what's real
sure.
out there. It's really about, my goodness, do any of us really realize what a hot dog's made out of, for instance? You know, beak and all. You know, yeah. which animal is it? You know, is it the cow? Boy, there must be a lot of cows if beef is just the cow. But the point I'm making is, if we knew how things were processed,
mm-hmm.
We'd be horrified. And most of us wouldn't want to
yeah.
know.
I
would
can't
not
argue
want to
with
know.
You at all. Yeah, I think you're right on point. You know, continuing on with the music, because I think this
yeah.
is a biggie. And if we... I don't know if you said it, how much time you've set aside, but we may go over. If that's okay, then...
That's fine.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad to hear that, because I know people will probably want to interact with you, ask questions and whatnot. One of the things that I wanted to discuss is the Beatles, of course, because here you've got, you know, so much going into this whole British invasion. And, you know, we're
yeah.
talking about the Beatles, the Stones, and so many things. And you look at institutions like the Tavistock Institute, and you can see, again, fingerprints and all that. Now, the Beatles obviously made such an impact here in this country.
They're the most important focal group of the world. They are the most important group in all of what you could talk about with the musical changes in the 60s.
Yeah.
They're the group. They're the group. Doesn't matter how or what other groups did. You know how they, have you often heard the four Beatles, there were five Beatles with George Martin? You're the fifth Beatle.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that
yes.
expression?
Yes.
We know what that really means. You know, George Martin is part of the Illuminati, and what that really means is behind George Martin is the Beatles. The fifth Beatle is the controlling factor of the Tavistock Institute.
Oh.
It's a living, breathing beast.
Wow.
And when you're talking about Kiss and Rush and all of that, it's not just the groups. It's the foundation behind it in the industry. I'm not talking about the merchandise and the money made from all that. I'm talking about the actual coalition of the idea. Yeah. Everybody thinks that people are putting their kind of hometown groups together from Canada or whoever, and they go out there and they make it, and they're playing along Aerosmith back in 72 and then eventually get their own thing. It's not just professional musicians. This is world decisions made. And the groups out there are very powerfully sanctioned. It is not just because they made it because the crowd said it was okay. As you know, Frank, radio stations with music don't work that way. Record
right.
sales don't work because the public, or voting,
mm-hmm.
because the public says yes or no. So right there's a ranking in a system that's completely fixed.
Mm.
Very much like Bob Dylan's Confession. And the Beatles are probably the most fabricated group that there ever was, and the most noted for being one of the most achieved creative groups that there ever was, in fact. So it's a strange dichotomy to get into the Beatles, because they actually are the illusion that most people have gone. You see, what the Beatles really were was they're slaves, and by you not seeing the strings attached to that,
mm-hmm.
they're one of the perfect models to want to be like that, like Madonna or Marilyn Manson or whoever it is. They're models to that, James Brown included, Frank Zappa, it goes on and on. All of these people, Bob Dylan, they become fixtures of, if he can do it, I can do it. I mean, I've been through that, I know. Groups like the Beatles were very inspiring to most of the garage bands that came out of the 60s, and the songwriting factor, which actually helped a lot of people. A lot of good came out of them, I think, sure. A lot of bad. But again, we're talking about where it's coming from and what the plan actually was. Why did the Beatles exist? And how did they become so popular? Because one of the things about the Beatles coming to America was dawning right, I believe, 2 exact or maybe 3 months right after John Kennedy was assassinated. And politically, that was perfect. I mean, that was the time where America was mourning, completely depressed in a gathered way that had not seen the likes of since perhaps, I don't even know of another time in history where it was that. It was almost like a family member had died. Historically, you know that to be true. The world mourned for JFK. Mm-hmm. And of course, the kids were depressed, too, because that was their leader into the future. A man going on the moon hadn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. And the Beatles come forth, and everyone's pulling their hair out. I mean, everybody is. It'd be amazing if one could figure out why there was such a connected reaction, a mob reaction, if you will, to the Beatles. That's Tavistock Institute. That's the greatest experimental element of television, of teenagers, of the age group, of the propaganda they were about to swallow in the black and white era, if you will, in 63, 64, just as it was about to go into the late 60s, with all the launchings of film, NASA, Planet of the Apes, 2001, the belief system, and basically the extinction of the human being once that all kind of buzzed out. And everyone became, for the most part in the early 70s, addicted to heroin for a short period. It was a messy time in the early 70s.
Yeah.
People were blown out of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turned the other way. There had been this period where things looked hopeful and psychedelic and promising with creativity and political change and youth gathering for better, more naturalness of the earth, trying to clean it up, all of that. You know, the Indian crying on the highway,
yeah,
as the commercial went, all of that. And it ended up being, the 1939 World's Fair, another piece of propaganda. It would never happen.
Right.
Like the Declaration of Independence,
mm-hmm,
which is really a testimony of brotherhood. It's really their perfect union. We the people, their union, not us. It's them, you know, and that's really the painful reality behind what's really attributed to what we thought was we were a part of. Music's very powerful when it comes to the Beatles. We're gonna have to go into another show with them because that's something we could actually do an entire show on.
Yeah.
I've gotten into trouble for talking about Paul McCartney.
That would be the Paul is dead thing, right?
That would be the Paul is dead thing. Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to touch on that at all?
Well, I mean, it's an old story that Paul McCartney was, in fact, what was replaced in late 1966, 67. I happen to believe in that wholeheartedly, mainly because if you look at the man who is Paul McCartney today and know anything about the original Paul McCartney before 1967, you will see a completely different person in spirit, in look, in body stature. The further you look into it, it becomes quite apparent. But the problem is that this replacement, Paul, we call him Fall, right, has been in the Beatles since Sgt. Pepper. He is a Beatle. He was a Beatle. That's the guy that sang Let It Be. So it's very hard to get people to understand what happened before everyone and no one saw it. That's another element of what we're talking about here, that people would never believe that the most famous group in the world, and certainly at the time, the most famous member, the cutest one, was replaced and nobody noticed it. And why would that have been done? There's a lot of reasons why replacements are put there. I can't tell you what they are, but one of the reasons is to hypnotize us further. And the fact that it doesn't matter, the Beatles go on.
See, that's what I think is one of the most important things to consider.
Put the wig on somebody else,
yeah,
right?
Just because, and this is why I think a lot of times when we talk about, you know, the symbology of these powers and these occult groups and whatnot, you know, they throw it out there for you in corporate symbols. They're on commercials. You know, everything, even on the back of our dollar bill, you know, you've got
the
all-seeing eye, everything, right? So this is out there because they're like a graffiti artist who has to sign their work. They have to be able to say, look what I did, nobody noticed.
You're absolutely right. Somehow it's the case. It has to be there. I think that's perhaps father's law.
I agree.
I just think they have to put their signature on it. And we won't see it most of the time. We haven't all these hundreds of years. You had to kind of be in the room with Ben Franklin to see him sawing at the kid's leg, you know, and then the stories come out later. But it's really amazing when you think about the fact, we say Masonic, a lot of people have family members that are Masons, and,
sure.
they're wonderful people,
mm-hmm.
and they do, you know, seemingly, and do wonderful things, good doers of many, you know, actions towards health and donations, all of that sort of thing. But when you realize that, you know, people such as George Washington that actually worshipped Lucifer as the grand architect, it's a very formal sacrament that they have this worship, and it's unbelievable when you get to find out how in proximity all the politicians did that, and that's how the world runs.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to have respect for Lucifer's, you know, Lucifer is the politician and the lawyer of the world. There really is nothing else outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
As the world works, man doesn't really run much. We're really puppets. I'm not saying we don't do the job.
Yeah.
He needs us to do it, and we're very intelligent. We have all those gifts that are seen as the world gets done. But we don't come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very old and ancient. And, you know, as they say, what's old is new. Nothing new under the sun, brother.
All right, well said. Let me interrupt you right there.
Sure.
Folks, we're going to take a short break here, and then we'll be back with more from our special guest this evening, John Thomas Miller. Keep in mind, as I mentioned, we're going to see if we can get him to stay a little bit longer here. And I'd like to do your phone calls. Our number is 800-313-9443. Please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109. Or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I'm
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. Tail end of our second hour already in the fastest 4 hours of talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm your host, Frank Will. And let's welcome back our special guest this evening, JT Millerott. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Thank you. This is really, really captivating. You know, one of the things I want to talk about here is, you know, I've been doing radio for 14 years now, you know, and not just talk radio, not just, you know, these type of topics, but in the music business, in the industry, and I've seen it all. I've seen the marketing pushes that can turn some know-nothing, no-talent, nobody into, you know, a megastar. And certainly we see that, you know, I don't know how often it comes on because I don't watch it, but American Idol. I mean, here you've got, again, just trash. And they market, you know, it in such a way that they say, look, you have to have the package. So, yeah, you have to have a voice, but you don't have to have the best voice. And these things can be manipulated. So if you were to, of course, grab a person and put them into this some sort of, you know, I guess you could call it a mind control program. Have them do what you want them to do. Promise them all the riches of the world. You'll give it to them. They just have to obey. And of course, you look at somebody like the Beatles. A lot of bands do that. They kind of uppity, like, yeah, we're the best. And they might try to strike out on their own. And then you might see something like, you know, hey, Paul McCartney, dead, replaced. There's your warning sign to the rest of you. You better stay in line.
Yes, no, I absolutely agree with that. I think that the Beatles, though, were not just a group that sold out. I think it goes way back to their childhood. I don't think a band like the Beatles could have been possible without having a little briefing, and then they are told what to do, and then that's it. Mm-hmm. By the way, my phone looks like it's tapping out of battery, so if it goes out, you might have to call me back.
I
have a second phone here. I can't switch them over live.
Oh, that's so not a problem.
If I cut out, that's what it is, because it's flashing low battery.
That's no problem. We can do that.
But no, the Beatles are—they're a very interesting group in the sense that they were one of the greatest mind control experiments of the mass population, and what they were able to achieve was a promise of an opening for all the other floodgates that came right after them. Basically, mm-hmm. the '60s opened up after the Beatles, and like I say, that was immediately after JFK had died. Which does show a correlation of it was said that there was a conspiracy as well, his death. I happen to think a lot of the famous murders of that time were conspiracies, such as Marilyn Monroe, and you know, on and on.
JFK and RFK and Martin Luther King.
All of those, you know, obviously there was some a connection to a plan, but a greater plan that correlates with all the other lined up ducks, if you will, that were going on at that time or about to. It's almost like they had seedlings and little hatchlings about to, you know, at different incubation stages. And by the time it got to 68, 69, it was exploding. So
that's amazing.
That was Tavistock. That's the architectural, scientific, human planning of all things that would correlate with the outcome of the 60s mm-hmm. as it came out.
Let me hold you over here, buddy. We're about to go to break, and I'll see if I'll get our producer to call you back.
Yeah, my battery's going here.
Yeah, I can hear that. So we're going to go ahead and do this break here in just a second. But again, my friends, we're going to ask JT to stay over with us a little bit longer. And, take some of your calls and interact with you guys. It should be a lot of fun. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please stay with us. We're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in about 90 seconds.